Also in Catskill on Tuesday, October 3rd, the Catskill Town Board Committee meeting is at the Catskill Town Hall at 6:30 p.m. And also...
Hi, I'm Julia.
And I'm Henning.
And we're from Round Top. And you're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM in Acra, Hudson, and Catskill.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You can go there with your family. And you can meet new friends in the library. When you're at the library, you can read lots of books, and you can find any book. There are lots of Dog Man books, which are my favorite books of all. When I go to...
I know you're hurting, I can see it in your eyes. So pull back the curtain and take off your disguise. Whoever told you it ain't worth the fight? The cross tells a story, how to change your mind. 'Cause there's only love in the heart of God. No room for shame in His open arms. There's beauty from ashes, so come as you are. And there's only love in the heart of to that cross, he went to
In the heart of God. Yes, Lord, love it. Yes, I often say it don't matter what it sound like, seem like, smell like. God loves us. Yes, God does. Why does this happen, that happen, if God loves us? Because there's a devil on the loose. That's why. But praise be to God. The way we get over that is to know God and to know his love. I tell you, beloved, get hold of that love and stay blessed, because you can rest knowing there's only love in the heart of God. Am I right about it, Mr. Randall Martin?
Absolutely, absolutely. And good morning, Bright Side listeners. Thank you for joining us.
Amen. Thank you for being here, our audio engineer extraordinaire. Praise be to God. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, where there is the bright side. Yes, beloved, there is a bright side somewhere. And today, right now, is here with me on WGXC, where we bring the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. There's a message here for you. Yes, there is. And it starts out by letting you know, reminding you, and letting you celebrate together with me that there's only love in the heart of God. Ooh, glory to God. That was Zach Williams. We have a lineup of 7 songs, 30 minutes of back-to-back music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We have All I Need by Brother Jason Williams, Trusting God by James Fortune and Monica, Trouble Won't Last, Keandra Lockett, Trust in God, Elevation Worship, The Moment, Tasha Cobbs, I Will Wait for You, Juanita Bynum, Keep the Faith, Justin Radford, and then, beloved, after that, I Will Come Back with my spiritual social commentary for today. All I Need, Trust in God, Trouble Won't Last, Trust in God, The Moment, I Will Wait for You, Keep the Faith. Here we go. Let the music play.
The closer I get, the that you will supply all of my needs. If I would just put my trust in you, Lord, I know that you come through it all. You have more
gotta be honest, I don't know. This time I don't have the answers. I'm just out here trusting God. Sing, Monica.
Why would I think that I can't handle this alone? When so many things in my life were going wrong. People I loved made promises they didn't keep.
It wasn't the first time.
I should have known better. Yeah. I tried to do better. There was no one to blame but me.
There were times that my faith got weak.
I should have been talking to you, Father.
Trusting God.
Yeah. When life seems out of control,
be still
that God is in control.
Still in control.
When it doesn't make sense,
be still that my God.
You might have to cry, but you gotta know.
Just take them humbly on your knees and pray. Try to You can't give up when the going gets tough. It won't last, trouble won't last away as you've been through too much. Honey, you can't give up. Cause when the going gets tough, it won't last.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is my. Washed in his blood, and what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. I trust in God, my Savior.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. WGXC.org, online all the time. We are listener-supported radio for open ears. Donations are always accepted. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're right here with me on WGXC. This is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC, where we bring the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We have I'll Wait For You, Miss Juanita Bynum, and Keep the Faith, Brother Justin Radford. After that, I'll be back with our spiritual social commentary for today.
I can see you now. I need room so I can breathe and be free at times. It's a whole lot of shade, but it ain't coming from no tree. It's them rumors and them labels hanging over me. Just let me be great, just let me be great. I walk around like it's okay, but I'm about to break. Dealing with the same old thing on a brand new day. I'm just trying to make ends meet and make them stay. And sometimes it look like we won't win. And sometimes feel like it won't end, but I know he can and he will. My faith is in God and just him.
Keep the faith. Praise the Lord, beloved. Gotta keep the faith. Keep the faith. Well, that was our hip hop 50th anniversary selection for today. Got a little hip hop, Christian hip hop in there for you. And we thank God for the young man and the gifts and the talents and the word and the encouragement and the reminder. We have to keep the faith. That was Justin Radford. Well, beloved, I want to share, I guess, on that subject matter as well. Trust in God. We use words interchangeably in the Christian community and in other faith communities. We talk about faith. We talk about believing. And trust in God. Praise the Lord. Somehow I went on to mute and couldn't unmute myself. We finally worked that out. Amen. So as I was saying, I think there's a distinction. I think there's a distinction between having faith and believing and trusting. A very small distinction, perhaps. Perhaps consequential. Not sure. But I want to parse that out for a few minutes with you. I was thinking about that along the lines of a conversation in prayer I had a few years back. And I remember like hearing the voice of the Lord, not schizophrenic, don't hear voices like that. But I remember hearing the voice of the Lord speak to me and ask the question, when will you trust me? When will you trust me? I thought it was kind of odd, absurd that I would hear that question because I've lived a kind of a faith life, right? And there are people who have known my journey at that point in time who have said, you got crazy faith. You know, I mean, some of the stuff that you do is crazy. You know, I wouldn't go around the world by myself to another part of the world just by myself. You know, sometimes I'd have a pastoral call or some other kind of situation going on and didn't have money for gas, really, and I'd be running on empty in my tank. I know folks think that's crazy. And people, you know, so things like that, you know, I would just step out on faith and just believe God for. And so when I heard this, you know, when will you trust me? And I knew the situations in life that had been changing for myself. I said, okay, Lord, I'm just going to trust you. And it was in that season, beloved, where I also got a revelation, I believe, that the big significant issue in the battle in heaven between Satan, Lucifer, the fallen star, or not even fallen, he was kicked out of heaven, according to the word of God, was that he was able to take one third of the then angels in heaven with him in this fall from heaven, this fall from the presence of God, this fall from grace, this fall from relationship with God ever again. And that it was because of trust that these angels were deceived. It was because of a lack of trusting in God that they found themselves cast out. Satan was no doubt, in the Bible describes Lucifer as being beautiful and having all manner of jewelry, all manner of precious stones, part of his composition, and also being gifted in music. The chief, as we often say, a praise and worship leader of heaven, at God's right hand, where Jesus has now taken that seat, right? And so, you know, from the scriptures and what we read in the scriptures regarding that situation, there was a war that broke out in heaven. And I, at that time, I remember thinking that it was Satan's charisma, you know, that he was so beautiful and so knowledgeable and so powerful and so gifted and so talented that people just got caught up in, not people, but today people, but then angels got so caught up in all of that grandeur and splendor and power. And so those angels just, you know, followed that and found themselves on the wrong side of history, the wrong side of heaven, and in this battle with God and kicked out. But in that season, reeling with that question of when will you trust me, it occurred to me that, you know, redemption might have been possible for those angels. Never had before had they seen anything like that in heaven. Never before in heaven had there been any dissent. Never before had God's sovereignty been challenged. All had been good in heaven, faithful to God, faithful to the principles and the rules and the laws that God gave to the heavenlies. And so this was, you know, an anomaly. This was unexpected, and this was never before anticipated or experienced. So, you know, what was going on? Surely there could have been, if God made a plan of redemption for humankind in our fall, in the Garden of Eden, then surely there might have been a plan of redemption. But what I came to, beloved, was the issue of trust, that it was not Satan's charisma or his power or his beauty or his talentedness or giftedness. It was the lack of trust that the angels that followed Satan showed God, that they stopped trusting God. They stopped trusting God. And, you know, and it bears out for me, beloved, when I look at the experience of Jesus in the wilderness, and it talks about the temptations of Christ. There have been movies that have been done about it, right? And certainly many sermons have been preached about it, and how the same tactics that were used against Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden were also used in the temptations of Jesus Christ, which we read about in the book of Matthew in chapter 4, right? The 40 days of Jesus being in the wilderness, being led into the wilderness by the Spirit of God and being tempted by Satan. It also bears record on the record that when Jesus was about to face his final temptation in the Garden of Gethsemane, he had, you know, knew that what Judas was doing. He knew that Judas was disloyal, that Judas was in his camp and he was stealing money from the ministry. He knew these things. And for our learning and edification, these things continued. And then Judas did the ultimate and betrayed Jesus into the hand of his enemies, where he was going to be crucified, tortured and crucified. And so, beloved, we get that scene in Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane praying, you know, Father, you know, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And that came to me again as it was an issue of trust, beloved. Amen. That Jesus did not bow down to Satan in the wilderness when he was hungry and Satan tempted him to turn stone into bread because he knew he had that power. Or when Satan said, look at all the kingdoms of the world, all the wealth of the world, all the talents and gifts that are here. I can give all this to you if you bow down to me. Jesus was no doubt that he already knew that Satan was the prince of the power of the air, the king of the kingdom of the God of this world. But he trusted God. He trusted the Father in heaven. He trusted the mission. He trusted the vision. He trusted God. And he did not yield. Similarly, when he got into the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will be done, but your will. I have faith. I believe that this can be turned over, but I trust you, God. Hallelujah. Whatever the outcome may be. And so, beloved, that is my message today. As I think about the things that are going on in the world, going on in our nation, going on in our government, going on in our communities, going on in our families, going on in our households, going on within us. Amen. Is that it comes to a decision of, am I going to trust God? Can I trust God? Will I trust God? And beloved, my money all day long is going to be on God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it sounds like. I don't care what it seems like or what it smells like. I'm going to trust God. Yeah, I believe that God is and he exists. The devils know that he exists, you know, and I have faith that God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Sometimes my faith fails, right? And the scripture says, the man said to God, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. It comes down to, am I just going to trust? When it makes no sense, when it is not happening as I offered it to God to come out and to be, I'm still going to trust God. Hell or high water, I'm going to trust God. So, beloved, well, I don't know what you're going through today. You're there in your kitchen. You're there in the car. You're there in the living room. You're there in the bedroom, sitting up in the bed, laying down, perhaps too tired to get up. But beloved, this is the word of message of God today for us. Trust him and never doubt. He will surely bring us out. This is Pastor Kim, and I am the perpetual optimist. Yes, I am. And I bring the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul with the message for dealing with life today. View the City is a song by Risen, a girl group singing unto the Lord. View the City. Want you to hear and be blessed. After that, I'll come back with my final comments for today.
We on our way to the city. It's your girls, Risen. And y'all know we like to have a little church. So everybody come. Now y'all know we expect for y'all to do those moves with us at the end.
Yes, I'm going to view that wonderful city one of these days. Going to sing and shout. Nobody's going to be able to put me out. Oh, boy. What a time. What a time. Well, beloved, my time here is about done. This beautiful first Sunday in the month of October. We are here in the fall season. Arrive safe and sound and secure. Thank you, God. Praying for all of you. Ask you pray for me and mine, too. Wishing all you October babies a happy birthday month. This is Pastor Appreciation Month. This is Pastor Appreciation Month. Sunday, October 8th is Pastor Appreciation Day. I hope you'll remember the pastors who make the mention of the Lord to you and who serve you all the year through. And happy Pastor's Anniversary Month, my colleagues in gospel labors. Also, just want to say thank you to all those who have supported our ministry and outreaches, our bro and sis celebration and the community support for the summer of 2023 concluded on last week. And just grateful to the men and women who caught that vision and just looking forward to what God is going to do. This week is Faith in Blue Week, Faith in Blue Weekend. And so, you know, reach out to your local law enforcement officers and let them know that we appreciate working together with them to make our communities more safe and secure. It's about time for me to get out of here, but I just want to say one last thing. I don't care how dark the day may be, how low the clouds may hang. The sun is still there and the sun is just shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip, beloved. Don't quit in the dip. It don't feel good when we quit. And quitters never win. All right. Yes. And help me, Lord, to make and take my own advice. Well, beloved, one more song this week by Brother Tony Brown. And yeah, till we meet or speak again. Remember, never to forget. God loves you. I love you, too. Have a great week and happy October. God bless you.
Tell your neighbor you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is... Expecting something different.